Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
You've got to give me some time, Christy.
Time is something I haven't got, Hayden, boy.
Just a couple more weeks. Time, Christy, it isn't much to ask.
Who's got time to give away? You take a look at that smart wristwatch of yours. Some watch, too, should bring around.
It was a present from my mother.
But it tells the time, doesn't it? Oh, look at that center sweep.
All I'm asking you is for
something I haven't got. Look at that center sweep. See it moving around, Hayden? Look at it. You try and stop it. Just try. You'll break it. Someone else's watch is ticking away the seconds that run into the hours. And then pretty soon a couple of days have gone and you're back where you started from. Time goes along all by its sweet self. I don't own any of it.
Meaning?
Hayden, boy, if I don't own anything, how can I give you any of it?
You're some friend, aren't you, Christy?
I've got to watch my investments. That's what I've got to
do. But you told me when you lent me the money, you'd wait. You said you didn't mind waiting a while.
Sure, I said it, and I meant it. But, Hayden, boy, I have waited a while, and I haven't minded at all. But a little while and a long while are two different times. And I could be an old gray man before your time came around. I want the money, Hayden. And I'm not even going to argue anymore about it.
I say I haven't got it.
Well, now, I don't know what I'd say to that. Nothing much you could say, I suppose.
I haven't got it.
No, if a man hasn't got any money, he just hasn't got it. That's about that. Lucky thing your old lady has some money, isn't it, son?
You wouldn't get a penny out of her, and I wouldn't let you ask.
All of a sudden, you're an honorable young fella, aren't you?
Look, my mother doesn't know anything about this business, and she's not going to.
Not unless I tell her. And maybe it'd be a good thing if she knew. Give her a better insight into the character of the youngest
boy. Christy, I've got to have some time.
There we go again.
$10,000. It isn't a lot of money.
Well, then how come you're having so much trouble finding it?
Well, because I'm overdrawn at the bank and I can't borrow another cent from anyone.
You are not a good credit risk, whichever way you look at it.
Well, that's about it.
Well, then, boy, how do you expect me to take any more trouble over a young scrub who admits he isn't a good credit risk? Oh, you're just asking too much, that's all.
I'll get it for you.
Tonight, Hayden. Tonight, in about 2 hours' time from now, I'll be sitting in this same chair and I'll be waiting. I want $10,000 plus $1,000 for interest.
$1,000?
Well, you agreed to interest, if I remember.
Yes, but I didn't expect... Well, I thought...
You don't know what you mean. Do you think I lend my hard-earned money to young bloods like you because there's joy in my heart towards my fellow man? Do I look like a one-man philanthropic house?
You look what you are, Christy. A vulture.
Maybe I should not give you any more time. Maybe I should ring that blue-blooded old lady of yours and tell her how her son borrowed $10,000 from me to settle up some of his more pressing debts, some of which have a very distinct odor about them.
2 hours?
That was the stipulated time. And you've wasted precious minutes already. Now, get out of here, boy. You make me feel like I'm talking beneath myself.
I'll get your money, Christy. I'll get it, and I'll ram it down your scrawny neck.
Just as long as I see it here, in 2 hours' time, I don't mind what you say you'll do with it. Scat, boy. I need thinking room.
Hey, you. Me. No one else. Sit down.
No, thank you.
Have a drink.
I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry.
Looking for $10,000 plus.
What? How do you know?
Sit down.
Okay.
Christy got you over a barrel, hasn't he?
I'll manage, thanks.
That's a laugh. When Christy gets his claws into someone, they never do manage.
What's it to you anyway?
Maybe nothing.
Maybe something.
How much money can you get your hands on?
Well, I don't know.
Legal money, I mean. Not the family silver.
Oh, I'll, couple of $1,000, little more, maybe.
I have a proposition for you, Walt.
I'm not interested.
Don't you want to pay Christie? Do you want him to blab to your old lady?
I'm in too much trouble as it is without getting mixed up in something crooked. I'll get the money somehow.
Last words. Don't worry about me. I'll be there with the money. Do you know what'll happen to you when you turn up gone? When you don't give Christie Fallon his $10,000 plus, you wake up in an alley with a cat looking at you. And you won't be the man about town any longer. You'll have a crooked nose and a set of sore teeth. Am I getting through?
What's the proposition?
That's my boy. That's my smart boy. Well, it's like this. There's a dame in this town. She's a new arrival, and she's hot for the society level. See?
No, I don't.
With some people, it takes a little longer. She wants in with the town's 400. You happen to be one of the 400.
And you want me to introduce her around?
And you a college boy. No, Junior, I don't care if she never gets to the top. I know she is loaded. She's got it stacked on its edges. And I feel that it's wrong of a female person to have so much money and not share it around.
You're going to rob her.
He's got it.
Oh, no, thank you. I've done a lot of things, but I'm not going to rob anyone.
Very noble, too. You do not seem to grasp the idea. I'm going to soak this chick for a lot of money. Now, I don't care whether you help out or not. If you do, it'll make things a lot easier for me. If you don't, I'll still manage it. So, why don't you get wise and lend a helping hand? And, incidentally, get yourself off the hook with Christie.
I should go to the police.
The natural reaction of every red-blooded American boy. Only your red blood has thinned a little through the generations, and I don't think you have the inside to do it. And knowing full well that I'd tear your arm off and beat your head in with it. Now, what do you say, boy? Do you listen to the idea?
What have I got to lose?
That's it. That is it. What have you got to lose? Look, boy, we are going to see this doll. She's having dinner at someplace downtown. We are going to meet her, and we are going to have a nice social chat.
Yeah, but where does my few thousand dollars come in?
All that. That. You are to go and get me the money. About $3,000, I think, will be enough. No, on second thoughts, make it four.
But I'll have to hawk all the...
Remember, Christie.
Okay.
We need the money for a setup. We have to get an apartment downtown. We have to get some nice food and some liquid refreshment. We have to dress it up big.
I don't like it.
We invite this doll to meet some great little people. And then we go to the apartment. We have a little game of something, maybe the roulette, and she loses a lot of money. She's got a lot of money to lose. You help console the little girl, and you give her a couple of $1,000.
Give it to her?
With your own little hands, give it to her. You say, doll, I can't see you losing all your lettuce like this.
I've only got 2 hours to get $10,000. This is going to take more than 2 hours to arrange.
That's true.
Then it's a waste of time.
I shall personally see to it that Christie receives my note for your money. I'll give him my paper, something I don't do for many people. Is it a deal, kid? We need your $4,000 or I'll hand it myself. But at the moment, ready money is as scarce as hen's teeth. Tomorrow or the next day, ready money will make a carpet for us to walk on.
I'm in.
Our fortune is assured.
And all I want is my $4,000 back, plus enough to pay Christie.
You have it, boy, on the word of Harold Percival Blanket. Now, let's get ourselves downtown. I think our pigeon should be dining at the Moonlight Room. There's our pigeon. Some feathers, huh?
She's very nice, isn't she?
You guys kill me. You see a doll that's out of this world, and the most you can say is very nice. Come on, let's get to work.
What do I do?
Oh, this will never work. You behave like a thoroughgoing young gentleman. That's what you do.
Well, what about you?
Worry yourself not about me, boy. I'll manage to sound okay. Now, shall we to work?
Oh, dear.
Oh, terribly sorry. I didn't really notice. Dear me, I've ruined your dress.
Oh, that's all right. I'll wipe it up.
You could at least allow me to replace the drink.
Honestly, it isn't necessary.
But I insist. Don't we, Hayden? Don't we, Hayden?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, what can I do?
Relax and enjoy yourself. My name is Harold P. Blanket, the Boston Blankets.
How do you do?
I'm Hayden Seaberg,
one of the Icy Bergs. Well, it never does get a laugh, does it? What are you drinking, Miss... Hey, we don't even know your name.
Seanan O'Farrell. Of the Irish O'Farrell.
How do you do?
Now that we know each other, I'll buy us all a drink. What are you doing in this little town, Miss O'Farrell?
Oh, I wouldn't call it a little town, Mr. Blanket.
The longer you live in a city, the more it gets like a small town. Every time you turn a corner, you walk into a creditor.
I've invited some people up for drinks and a bite. They'll be along in a minute.
Are you sure we're not intruding?
Oh, don't be silly. I think you'll like the people. You see, I'm a social climber.
Yes, so I can... Oh! Hmm?
I beg your pardon.
This is some swell apartment, Shauna. Really lovely.
Pour yourself something. I want to see they left some food for me.
Great. We don't even have to use the apartment we fixed.
But what about her friends?
French men's. Did you see the ice she's wearing?
Well, what about it?
I was going to knock her for a couple of grand, maybe 20, but she's wearing a fortune in glass. A fortune, Hayden boy.
Oh, no, I'm not having anything to do with robbery.
You do like you're told. That's what you'll do. Here, take this gun.
Oh, don't be silly.
You take it, boy, or I might use it on you.
Well, there's plenty to eat in the, What's the matter?
Shauna,
That is a gun, isn't it?
What? Oh, yeah, I didn't realize.
It's a gun, sister. Now, we want that you should give us all your nice baubles. No screams, please, honey pot. Just unclasp the lot. Hurry up, will you?
I'm very sorry, but I have no intention of doing any such thing.
Change your intentions. That's a good girl. Hayden, you should keep that gun on her. If she moves, you should shoot her.
You can't get away with it. I'll go to the police as soon as possible.
Sweetness, I'll be so far away, it'll take them a lifetime to find me. That's a good girlie. Grab and go, Hayden. Go on, pick it up. It isn't hot much.
I'm awfully sorry, Sean. I can assure you this isn't any of my arrangements.
That's the lot. Now, will you get out?
For sure, but first to make sure we get a chance to get away. Straight across here and hurry. Where's your car?
Next block.
Make for it.
Hey, you two.
It's the law.
Hold it. Hey, you two and the monkeys. Don't...
I'm not going to be stopped by anyone now. I can't be.
Did you run, you idiot?
Because I didn't want a policeman to find me with a pocket full of hot jewelry, that's why.
Slow this thing down. You'll have every car in town breathing down our necks.
Why didn't you do it the way we intended? Win our money at cards.
This way was quicker.
And more dangerous.
Keep your eye on the road and slow down.
All I want to do is get home and lock myself in.
You need to lock yourself in. You're as nervous as a cat.
I am not in the habit of robbing young ladies.
It grows on you. Didn't I keep telling you to slow down? Now look what's happened.
I'll have to stop.
Get around this corner. Now, slow her down.
But the police...
Slow her down.
I can't afford to be stopped by the police. My mother and...
Stop here. Stop the car. I'll bust your one. I'll see you back at Benny's. We'll have to split up.
Yeah, but what about the car?
I'll leave it. See you.
Well, what about the jewelry?
Hold until I see you at Benny's. Give it about 3 hours.
Yeah, but the police...
Don't let them catch you, boy.
What do I do? What am I going to do?
Is your car, young fella?
My car?
That's what I said.
No, sir, no, it's not my car.
See anyone get out of it?
No, yes.
Make up your mind.
Someone got out and ran that way.
You sure it's not your heat?
Positive.
You own a car?
Yes, sir.
Mind if I see your license?
Yes, I do.
I'll have to insist.
Well, I'll have to refuse. You can't force me to show you my license if I don't want to.
If we check and find this car belongs to you, you'll be in trouble. If you tell the truth now, it might save you some of that trouble.
It's not my car.
Broke about every rule in the book and some that ain't been made yet. Show me your license, please, sir.
I refuse.
Then I'll have to hold you till we check on the vehicle.
I'm sorry. I can't wait here like a common criminal.
What makes you so nervous, you
know? I'm not nervous.
You're just cold, huh? It's not a hot car, is it?
Of course not.
How would you know if it isn't yours?
Well, because I don't know.
Traffic offenses are a bad thing, but people don't get hit up over them. You make a good excuse and pay your fine, and that's that. You'd think I was after your scalp. What is it?
I refuse to be questioned in this manner.
It's the only manner I've got. Maybe you'd like to come down to the station and let some other officer try his manner out on you.
I'm going home, and you can't stop me.
I have my rights as a citizen.
Lots of other citizens live in this city, and they've got a couple of rights. They don't like to be knocked down by crazy kids and hot rods.
I am not a crazy kid, and that is not a hot rod.
This time, I want your license without any fuss and bother.
Very well, I'll have to call my...
What's that bulge in your pocket?
Oh, it's nothing.
It's a gun.
Now, you get away from
me. The gun and the license. For both. Now, come on now.
Here's my license and... Oh, yowie.
Al, get over here, Top. One.
No, sir. I can explain.
You'll get your chance.
No, I'm not going to jail. Now, get your hand away from that gun.
Don't be silly, kid.
Don't come any closer.
Make it easy on yourself, son.
I said keep away. This is all a mistake.
Ours are yours.
All right, take him, Al. You crazy young fool. Stop, or I'll fire. Stop.
Your 2 hours isn't quite gone yet, boy.
There was a man in here earlier. I was talking to him.
People come and people go. Everyone talks to someone. I didn't ever notice.
He must have.
In trouble?
No.
Yes.
Nothing I can't get out of.
Got my money?
The heck with your money.
That's what you say.
You know a man called Harold Blanket?
Nice.
Now, where can I find him?
Wherever he is.
You want your money?
Better than that. I'm going to get it.
You'll have to help me find this Blanket character.
Son, you walked in here about 6 months ago full of social grace and the desire to see how the seamy side existed. You had yourself a ball. You gambled and got yourself mixed in with people your old lady would never know about, let alone approve. You threw your money away and begged me for a loan. I gave it to you. On conditions. The conditions being that I get it back. I want my money, boy, and I want it soon. And I'm not going to raise a sweat helping you get it. Now, get out of here.
Christy, the police are after me.
You're not the only one.
I killed a policeman, Christy.
Go on, scat. You get a cop in this town and you're as hot as a $2 watch. Scat, boy, before I do some hollering. But remember, if I don't get that money, I'm going to tell your dear old lady. Now get out. Go home. Go anywhere. Scat!
Shot and killed on the corner of 7th and the Boulevard. He is armed and dangerous. Description as follows. Height 6 feet, wavy blonde hair, dressed well in dark suit, probably dinner jacket.
I've got to get out of this dinner jacket. Only thing to do is leave town. All right, so you're running away. It's nobody's neck but your own. First, that's what you've got to be. First. If I can make it across the state line, I've got a chance. Shot and killed a police officer.
Shot and killed a police officer. Killed a man in cold blood.
So far, so good. Another 10 miles and I'm in the clear. At least I'll have a chance. Another few miles. Just another... Oh, no. A roadblock. A roadblock all for me, just like in the movies. I'm a murderer on the run. Well, Haiti, if they catch you, you'll get the books, or you might as well give them a run. One for our team. A couple more miles and I'm over the line. Oh, come on, car. Come on. Don't let me down now. Stop me now. I'm this close to no one. I'll make it if I've got to crawl on my stomach. I'll make it. I'll make it. I've got to. Oh, for a rotten $10,000. That's all. $10,000 in that hog Christie breathing down my neck. Tell my mother. The disgrace. We'll let him tell her now because it doesn't matter. Oh, no, 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 they couldn't. They couldn't. No, I didn't mean to. Oh, no, 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 no.
Stop!
No, no.
Stop, I say! Stop, you young fool!
Stop, what for? So I can be locked up and tried and sent to the chair? So everyone can talk about me? So they can hold me up as an example? No, I'm not stopping, sir. I'm sorry, I've got to get away.
Why, son? All for a handful of glass that wasn't worth a $10 bill.
Not worth money.
Glass and lead, that's all.
But he said it was worth a fortune. $10,000 to pay back. Too much. What a fortune.
What $10,000?
Had to have it. Christie said. Tell mother.
Christie?
Blanket. Blanket.
We'll get you a blanket, boy.
No. Blanket was with me. He said I should. $10,000. Oh, only way, but I didn't want to. Blanket and Christy.
Christy Fallon?
That's right. What can I do for you?
Know a guy called Harold Blanket?
Maybe.
Know a kid called Hayden Seberg?
Some.
He's dead.
Tough.
You'll have to whistle for your $10,000.
I've whistled before.
Where's Harold Blanket?
More than likely find him at Benny's.
The stupid young idiot. So he has to lose his nerve and blast a cop. Well, it ain't my fault, that much I know.
Sure it's not, honey, not one little bit. Now, how about my share of the $4,000 you got from him? I want out of this town and I want it fast.
I wouldn't worry. By the time Hayden Seberg stops running, he'll be in Little America.
We should have hit him for more than $4,000.
It was all he had. I knew he was a sucker when I heard him talking to Christy Fallon. But I knew we wouldn't get much more than this out of him. So, what's wrong with it for a couple of hours' work? Miss Shauna O'Farrell from the Irish O'Farrells. You're good, honey. I'll give you that.
You're okay yourself.
Years of practice and the ability to pick a sucker a block away. First thing in the morning, we buy another heap of junk and move on. I'd have given my eye teeth to have seen the kid's face when that copper folded. Wonder what he's doing now. Running like a fox, I'll bet.
He stopped running a couple of hours ago.
What?
He stopped running.
Who are you talking about, may I ask?
You both better make it nice and quietly because I'm a police officer and I'm sworn to uphold the law. But I'd dearly love to blow your head off. Walk.
I've never been so insulted
Don't
in my life.
Don't say a word. We'll do like the man says. Then we'll see.
Have a last listen to the music, because it is your last. Two dead. Two nice people, all because you saw a setup for a couple of tawdry dollars. Now walk. Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.